This is Murray Yates welcoming you today to Mission Breakthrough. Good afternoon, and today we are looking at a story of repentance, and it's called The Prodigal Son. A Sunday school teacher told me of a young pupil who was very eager to learn more about God and His Word. Aware that the girl was unusual and also that she came from a home where she had little encouragement, the teacher wanted to help her all she could. One Sunday, the lesson was on repentance, and she said to the young girl, "Margaret, do you think that you could explain to the class what repentance means?" And Margaret shyly faced the class and in a clear voice said, "I think it means this. Before I was saved, I pleased myself and wasn't a bit sorry for my sins. In fact, I didn't think I was a sinner at all. But when I accepted Christ, I wanted to please Him above anybody. And I was really sorry that I had ever grieved Him." You know, I think this story illustrates a little bit of our story today from the Bible, The Prodigal Son. When Jesus told these parables, He normally told them in sets of three. For instance, you have the lost coin, where God is looking for this lost coin, or the widow was, but it represents God. And she was looking for this lost coin, and she persevered until she found it. And God perseveres. God continues to persevere even if you haven't turned to Him yet. Yes, and another parable was simply the lost sheep, where Jesus tells a story about the shepherd who has all these sheep around him, but he finds that he has lost one. And so he leaves the flock and goes and looks for this other sheep. And of course, he comes back and rejoices because he found it. And here is a picture of God looking for those who still haven't come to know Him. And once He finds them, once they turn and repent and come to Him, He rejoices because He loves them. The third one, which we'll be looking at today, is called the lost son, or the prodigal son. And we are hearing the story that Jesus told. And the story, as we've mentioned, is called the lost son, because the son chose to go his own way rather than God's way. He had already been following God, I believe. But at this point in time, he chose to leave what God had already been teaching him and to go his own way. But why would he go his own way? Because prodigal means wastage of money or other resources. And he perhaps wasn't willing to follow the Lord any further. We are calling it the lost son because it shows us of another important truth of our separation from God. It also shows us that even if we knew God before, but continued walking away from him, God in his love for us will receive us as we repent and turn away from our sins. The parable also shows us the way back to God, along with the wonderful truth of how God loved us and how he accepts you and me when we return to him. There are four main points that this parable or story have. It, first of all, the departure of the young man, that the fact that he had sinned, the fact that he came back in repentance, and his return to the Father. So in Luke chapter 15, verse 8, there was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, "Father, give me my share of the estate." So he divided his property between them. And not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, and he set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth with wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and he hired himself out to a citizen of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. Yes, we can see here that this was a young man who was in a family, and the family was pretty rich. One day he came to his father and he said, "Oh, father, give me my share of the estate." And so the father divided the property between the two sons. Not long afterwards, this younger son got his camels together, got all the goods that he needed, and he set off for this distant country. And there he squandered his wealth with wild living. We can imagine him going into the pub, and yet there he was. He would be spending his money. Yes, he just spent it on other. He spent it on other things too, which he never really needed. But in the pub, of course, he got to be known as this person who would just shout everyone. And one day, as he was in the pub there, he put in his hand to pay for the last drink he had had, and he found that he didn't have anything. What was he going to do? He'd had all this wealth before, but he had lost it through this wild living of his. You see, after he had spent everything, there became a severe famine in that whole land. And he had to sell his camels. He had to sell his other goods just to keep himself alive. And even then, at the last part of his money, he found that he couldn't buy any more food. What was he going to do? Well, he walked out into the country and down the country lanes until he saw a sign, and it said, "Person wanted to feed the pigs." And so he went in. He was so desperate. And the farmer put him out to feed the pigs. And the Bible tells us that this young man desperately, really, he wanted so much food that he was willing to eat the pods that were thrown to the pigs. And when he came to his senses, he asked himself, "How many of my father's hired men have food to spare? And here I am, starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired men.' Perhaps you have wandered away from God. Perhaps you have found that you are really starving in one sense. Starving because you see a need. You're wanting to come back to God, but you're not too sure how to. Well, like this young man here, he began to realize that he had to come back to his Father. And you too need to come back to your Heavenly Father if you want to regain that fellowship that you once had with him. And perhaps there will be others listening today who have never ever received Jesus Christ into their lives. You too can come to him as you invite him into your life and are sorry for the wrong things that you've done before. And he too will give you that gift of eternal life. But like the young man here, he found himself and he realized that he had sinned. He realized that he had walked away from God. He had done wrong things and thought wrong things. And here he was, yes, really utterly destitute. And so he said, "I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired men." That was his prepared speech when he came to his father. So he got up and he went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son and he threw his arms around him and kissed him. You know, I believe this father had been looking out for his son. Yes, in Jerusalem you had these houses. They would have little steps going up the outside of the house. And the roof would be flat. And I can well imagine the father looking down the dusty road, looking for his son to come back home. And perhaps he had been looking for some time now. And each time he would have to descend the stairs. And he said, "Not today. He's not coming today." But this day he was up there. And he thought, "Oh no, I don't suppose my son will be coming home today." But as he looked down the road, he saw a figure. And the figure drew nearer. But the father thought, "No, this is not my son. My son left with good clothing. He left with his camels. And he was about to go down the steps. But the figure had drawn nearer." And he suddenly realized there was something about this person. It was a birthmark as he approached the gate that he saw. And he suddenly realized that this was his son. And he ran down those stairs and he had his arms outstretched and he welcomed his son. And the son began to say, "Oh, Father, I've sinned against heaven and against you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son." But the father said to the servants, "Quick, bring the best robe in the house and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fatted calf and kill it. Let us have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is now alive again. He was lost and is found." And so they began to celebrate. Meanwhile, the older son was in the field, and when he came near the house, he heard the music and dancing. So he called one of the servants, and he asked him what was going on. "Your father has come. Your brother has come," he replied, "and your father has killed the fatted calf because he has come back safe and sound." And the older brother became angry, and he refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded with him, but he answered his father, "Look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders, yet you never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours who has squandered your property with prostitutes comes home, you kill the fatted calf for him. My son, the father said, you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad, because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost, and he is found. Yes, the father, of course, represents God. And the son is the younger son, is that one who came back and was willing to say sorry. He was willing to repent and turn away from his sins. He began to understand that his father really loved him. And he was able to receive from his father this, that is God, this wonderful gift of eternal life. And you too may have wandered away from your father. That is gone. You may not have realized that God loves you so very much. But you too can come back to him. You too can come to him if you've never been to him before. But you can too can realize that you have done wrong things. You have said wrong things. You have thought wrong things. And that put a barrier between you and God, because God is holy and you and I have sinned. The Bible says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And today, if you too will repent like that young man did, you too can invite him into your heart and life and know that God has not only forgiven you, but he has given you this wonderful gift, eternal life. And eternal life starts while you're living on this earth, not one day when you die. But you will know this, if you receive this wonderful gift, not that we've deserved it, you too will one day be with the Lord in heaven. May the Lord really bless you today. And I'm going to lead you in prayer. Those who wish to turn to Jesus Christ today, you too can invite him in. And you can pray this prayer for yourselves, even as I pray it. Dear Lord Jesus, please forgive me for the wrong things I've done. I know I have sinned against you. Please accept me as a son or daughter, or your daughter. Please come into my heart and into my life. I thank you, Lord, that you have come into my heart and into my life by the Holy Spirit. I thank you that you not only died for me upon that cross, but that you rose again. And I thank you for giving me eternal life, life which goes on forever. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. If you prayed that prayer today and you meant it, you too will know that you too have Jesus Christ has also come into your heart and into your life. Look to him from now on and start reading the Bible, and you will find that you too can start growing in the Christian life. May the Lord bless you all today. This is Murray Yates signing off for this week.